This is Colin Sexton, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Goes off his right hip. Sexton's there to pick it up. His two-footer's no good. Gets his own rebound, and traffic puts it back up and in.
The Jazz face a stern test tonight in the form of the Eastern Conference-leading Boston Celtics. The Celtics came in with the best record in the NBA at 50-14, and the Jazz were looking for the upset tonight in front of the home crowd. Both sides were at less than full health, with the Jazz missing their leading scorer in Lauri Markkanen, and Boston playing without Brown or Porzingis, leaving the Celtics without two major pieces in the starting lineup. It was a two-point game in the final minute of the third quarter when Boston went on a 7-minute 20-0 run to put this game out of reach. With the win, the Celtics clicked their league-best 51st victory of the season by a final score of 123-107. I'm Davis Ellington, and we have all of tonight's action for you here on Jazz Game Rewind. It was another big box score night for the rookie Keyonte George, who continues to be an offensive weapon for Will Hardy's squad. George led the Jazz with 26 points, going 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. Keyonte also led the team with 6 assists and 2 blocks tonight as well.
Passes to Sexton, up top to Keyonte, 4-3, good. Rebound goes off the glass to Tatum, underhand scoop to Pritchard, he's out in front, reverse side, Keyonte got it! Off the bounce three, Keyonte straight down the barrel and got it. Keyonte goes behind his back, gets behind the three-point line, fires it in!
With Lauri Markkanen absent from the Jazz lineup tonight, Utah went small against Boston. The guards were up to the task, however, with George, Clarkson, and Sexton all scoring over 20 points each in the contest. The veteran Clarkson finished the game with 21 points on 10 of 18 shooting from the field.
Clarkson claps for it, has it back on the far side. Hesitates with a left-hand drive into traffic to the window. Layup good. Here's Clarkson. Drives with the left hand. Spins back to his right. Eight-footer up and in. Clarkson at the top. 13 on the shot clock. 40 on the game clock. Left-hand drive into the lane. Floater good. Oh, he is just torching Peyton Pritchard.
The Jazz trailed most of the night, but refused to let the Celtics run away from them in the first half. Utah hung around and ate away at the Boston lead in the waning minutes of the third quarter, as Jordan Clarkson and Colin Sexton would lead the team on a charge to cut the lead to just 2 points for Boston. The Jazz also got big buckets from rookies Bryce Sensabaugh and Micah Potter as they mounted their comeback attempt. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that valiant Jazz run.
Dunn gives to Kessler. Trying to get it to Clarkson, who's guarded by Pritchard. Jazz have been shooting at Pritchard much of the night. Clarkson drives, stops, fades on the baseline, misses. Kessler battling for the rebound, collects it. Clarkson claps for it, has it back on the far side. Hesitates with a left-hand drive into traffic to the window. Layup good. Jordan Clarkson.
Just set the defender up, hesitates, then explodes. And the great thing about him, he can finish with both hands at the rim.
6-point game. Might be the closest it's been since the early going when the Celtics burst out of the Jazz. Tatum at the top, Sensabaugh defending. Hello, rookie. Here's 27 a night. Skip it to the right side to Tillman. Tillman, not much of an offensive player, tries to drive on Kessler, misses badly, and a foul on the rebound on the Jazz.
It's awfully hard for Colin Sexton at 6'1".
The Jazz are so small, playing four guards right now.
Sexton with 3 fouls in this quarter. That has 4 fouls for the ballgame.
Micah Potter checks in.
Going to get bigger.
Potter scored 5 in his first stint. Playing in the G League all year. Went to Wisconsin and Ohio State. He and all 4 of his siblings are Division I athletes. Turnaround jumper from Tatum, no good. Potter rebounds, clears the elbows and outlets to Clarkson. Jazz haven't been closer than 6. Here's Clarkson, drives the left hand, spins back to his right, 8-footer up and in. Jazz have cut it to 4. Jordan's got 15. Holiday to Tillman, acquired from Memphis, top to Pritchard. Pritchard, driving with the left hand, will rise for 3, back rimmed it, long rebound to Tatum. Tatum isolated left side of the floor. He prefers the right. Drives the lane. Dunn swipes at him. Fouls him. Tatum powers through and finishes.
Boy, if they call this on Dunn, and there are and he raked him on the arm. Is he on top of the ball or what?
No, he's on his arm.
Chris Dunn picks up his first. Tatum completes the three-point play. Boston's on the fifth game of a road trip. Won in Portland easily last night.
Go home and play the San Antonio Spurs.
Clarkson off a left-hand dribble, frees himself from Holiday, fakes the pass to Kessler, swings it top to Sensabaugh. Sensabaugh on the right side, one-on-one on Tatum. Spinning in the lane, kicks it out. Potter for three, Micah Potter! 93-89. If you've ever spent any time with Micah Potter, you are rooting for him. I'm telling you, you are rooting for him.
You can tell the way he was playing in the G League the other night.
Holiday for three, short rebound, Kessler. Jazz within 4:50 seconds to play here in the third. Here comes Clarkson prancing to the front court, crosses over. Off balance, that's because he was bumped and fouled by Pritchard. You know, you look at the Celtics, Ron, first quarters this year, they're number one in the NBA, plus 17.7. Second quarters, they're number one in the NBA, plus 13. Third quarters, they're sixth in the NBA. This is their bad quarter. Fourth quarters, they're number one again. Clarkson at the top, 13 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. Left-hand drive, in the lane, floater, good. Oh, he is just torching Peyton Pritchard. Mama, help me! Mama, help me! 93-91, Jordan's flaming all over me. Tatum answers with a three. Tatum picks up Clarkson instead this time. Let's see if they bring Pritchard to him. 13 on the shot clock. Clarkson off the pick. They switch. It's Tillman. Clarkson dancing. Driving with the right hand. Gets it stripped by Holiday. 10 seconds left. Holiday attacks Kessler at the rim. Potter and finishes. Drew Holiday might have the most famous steal in NBA history. Got one there. Here's Clarkson. Double team. Loses the dribble. Recollects. Lost it out of bounds off the Celtics with 1.2 seconds left.
With two of the top three scorers for Boston out tonight, it was Jason Tatum who had to bear the load offensively. The former Duke standout responded to the challenge by scoring a game-high 38 points in the contest, including an eruption out of the gate with 15 points in the game's opening quarter.
He's at the timeline. He lobs into a rolling Tatum, who goes reverse side on Kessler and scores him. Inside to Tatum on the much smaller Sexton, overpowers him and scores again. Here's Tatum at the top, isolation. Jabs with his right, jabs with his left, takes the quick jumper, buries the three. Flares it left side to Tatum, quick three, good.
With the loss tonight, Utah falls to 28-37 and now sit 12th in the Western Conference. With the second most challenging strength of schedule to close out the season, Utah's young talent will be tested against the NBA's best down the stretch. The Jazz have a few days off before hosting former Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder and the Atlanta Hawks on Friday, March 15th, with tip-off scheduled for 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. You can get your tickets for that and all Jazz home games by going to utahjazz.com and catch all the exclusive Jazz coverage on KJazz or Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for all of us here at Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.